Welcome to D&B College. Today we're rebuilding a classic RE space for jungle and old school D&B, but we're doing it the right way, with a resampling workflow inside Ableton Live 12. The goal isn't just to make a wide-tuned synth sound. The goal is to build a bass line that feels like a proper part in the track, something with weight, motion, and that gritty sample-based attitude that sits under breaks and makes the whole drop feel alive. This is a beginner lesson, so we'll keep the steps simple and practical. But the result should still feel serious. By the end, you should have a two-part bass system, a clean mono sub that holds the foundation, and a resampled mid-range RE layer that gives you movement, bite, and old-school character. The first thing to understand is that in D&B, the bass is not just a tone, it's a phrase. That means the rhythm matters as much as the sound. So start with a simple one or two bar MIDI idea, and don't overcomplicate it. Often just one or two notes is enough. Think around D1 to G1 for the main body, with maybe a small octave lift for one hit if you want a little extra tension. Leave space for the snare. Let the break breathe. What to listen for here is whether the bass line pushes against the drums without swallowing them. If every note lands right on top of the snare, the groove will feel forced. You want tension, not constant density. Now build the source sound with stock Ableton devices. Wavetable is a great starting point, or analog if you want a slightly more old-school feel. Keep it raw and simple. Use a saw-style waveform or something similarly rich in harmonics, then add a touch of detune. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. You don't need giant unison here. Too much width at the source can make the bass blurry before you've even started. A solid basic chain is wavetable into auto-filter, then saturator, then EQ8. Start with the filter somewhere in the low to mid range, maybe around 150 to 600 Hz depending on how dark you want it. Add a little saturation, maybe a couple dB to start with, just enough to thicken the harmonics. Keep the sound under control. We are aiming for unstable and alive, not smeared into noise. Why this works in D&B is because a RE comes from beating movement between slightly detuned harmonic layers. That movement gives you the dark, shifting energy that works so well over breaks. But the key is balance. Enough instability to feel dangerous, not so much that the bass loses its core. At this point, separate the sub from the character. This is huge. Make a dedicated sub layer on its own track. Keep it simple, keep it mono, and keep it clean. Use a sine like waveform or something very neutral. Low pass it if needed. Don't widen it. Don't overprocess it. The sub is the spine. Then on your RE character layer, high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. A good starting point is somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, but trust your ears and the key of the track. The point is to let the sub do the low end work, while the character layer handles the movement, grit, and width. What to listen for here is whether the sub feels like a stable center, and whether the character layer adds excitement without turning muddy. If your bass sounds huge and solo but collapses in the mix, the problem is usually that the low end is still trapped inside the character layer. Now let's add movement before we resample. Use auto filter to shape some simple motion. You don't need anything extreme. A bit of cutoff movement is enough. You can also play with note length. Shorter notes give you a tighter, more skittish jungle feel. Slightly longer notes give you a rolling, more menacing vibe. A classic trick is to let the filter open slightly at the start of the note, then close a little on the tail. If you're tempted to keep tweaking forever, pause there. A clean source resamples better than a hyperactive one. That's an important beginner lesson. Don't overbuild before you print. Now comes the key move, resample it into audio. Create a new audio track, set it to record the bass output, and capture a few bars of your bass line while you play it. If possible, record 2 or 3 passes with slightly different filter positions or note lengths. That gives you options later without having to remake the patch. This is where the sound really becomes D&B. Once the bass is audio, you can edit it like a sample. You can chop it, trim it, fade it, and reshape it. That's what makes jungle and old-school bass feel so convincing. It stops behaving like a clean synth patch and starts behaving like a found loop. After recording, cut the best parts into a playable phrase. Trim the audio to the most useful moments, then duplicate or rearrange slices until the loop has a stronger shape. You might cut just before the transient if you want a clean start, or just after a wobbling tail if you want that movement to repeat. Add fades if you need them, especially if you've chopped aggressively. What to listen for is whether each slice still feels like a real sample with attitude. If the loop sounds too static, your cuts are probably too long. If it feels too chopped up and unnatural, your slice points are too close to the transients. You're aiming for something that feels musical and a little unruly. Now treat at printed audio like a bass sample and process it gently with stock devices. A simple darker chain might be EQ8, saturator, drum boss, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean up unnecessary mud, especially if the break is already busy. Saturation can add bite and help the bass read on smaller systems. Drum boss can add body if used lightly, but don't overdo it. Utility is there to keep things centered and check the width. A cleaner roller style chain could be EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and maybe a very subtle echo or reverb if you want atmosphere. But for jungle and old school energy, less is usually more. You want grime, not gloss. A useful EQ approach is to keep the low end, below about 100 hertz, mostly reserved for the sub layer, trim some mud around 200 to 400 hertz if the break is crowded, and tame harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if the resample gets too fizzy. If you add distortion and the bass gets louder but less clear, back off and re-EQ. The right amount of saturation should make the bass more readable, not just more aggressive. Now the real test. Bring the drums back in. Don't judge the bass in solo. Judge it against the break, the kick, and the snare. That's where the truth is. Ask yourself whether the bass leaves room for the snare crack, whether the kick still punches through, and whether the break still has momentum. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often works best when it answers the break instead of sitting on every beat. What to listen for here is simple. If the snare disappears, the bass is crowding the same moment. If the break loses energy, the bass probably has too much sustain or too much stereo spread. Also check the bass in mono with utility. If the character layer collapses badly, your width is too phase dependent. Keep the sub mono and simplify the upper layer until it still feels solid when collapsed. A really useful beginner shortcut is to immediately make two duplicate versions of the printed bass. Make one slightly darker and one slightly brighter. That gives you instant A/B control for later arranging without rebuilding anything. It's a small move, but it saves time and helps you make better decisions fast. Now think arrangement. A great DNB bassline rarely repeats exactly the same way for too long. Once the main resampled loop works, make a second variation. Maybe the filter opens a little more. Maybe one tail is shorter. Maybe one note is removed. Maybe you print a heavier pass with a bit more crunch for the second drop. You don't need a total rewrite. Often one small change is enough to create forward motion. This is why resampling is so powerful in DNB. You can create evolution by printing new versions rather than endlessly tweaking the live synth. That keeps the sound rooted in audio, which is exactly where a lot of the jungle attitude lies. If the bass already feels like a proper sample, commit it. Seriously, don't overwork it. A lot of beginners keep changing the source patch when the real answer is just to stop and arrange. If the resampled bass has rhythm, weight, and the right roughness, then it's ready. Move on. A few mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the res too wide from the start. Don't leave low end in the character layer. Don't distort before the bass is organized. Don't use long sustained notes that blur the break. And don't forget to check everything with the drums on. A bass sound can be impressive in solo and still ruin the groove. The club will tell you the truth. Also, listen to the tail of each note, not just the attack. That's often where the character lives. If the sound only gets exciting when it's loud, it probably needs better harmonic balance, not more volume. Turn it down and see whether it still has shape. If it doesn't, go back and improve the tone. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Keep the sub boring on purpose. That's not a weakness. That's strength. Use resampling as a creative filter. If the synth feels too polite, print it and reprocess the audio. Change one thing at a time so the groove stays readable. And remember that space can make the next hit feel heavier. In DNB, a two-bar phrase with one strong turnaround often hits harder than a constant wall of bass. So here's the recap. Build the bass in layers. Keep the sub clean and mono. Create a simple detuned character layer. Shape it with a bit of filter motion and note length variation. Resample it to audio. Chop the printed pass into a phrase. Process it lightly with EQ, saturation, and maybe a touch of extra body. Then check it in context with the break and make sure it still works in mono. If it feels heavy, rough, and controlled, you're on the right track. Now do the practice. Give yourself 15 minutes. Use only stock Ableton devices. Write a 1 or 2 bar phrase. Make one sub layer and one resampled character layer. Keep the sub mono. Use no more than 3 processing devices on the printed audio. Then create one variation by chopping or re-recording. If it works with the break, you've got a real jungle-ready bass loop. And if you want to push it further, take the homework challenge. Build a full 2-bar bass system with a mono sub, a resampled mid-range res, and one alternate version for a second drop or turnaround. Keep it focused. Keep it rough. Keep it musical. That's the sound. Heavy, shifting, sample-like bass that sits under the breaks and gives the whole track its attitude. Build it, print it, chop it, and let the audio do the work.